Good Thursday morning. Thanks for waking up with the zoo. We have Dr. Ganey here, the Randolph County School Superintendent, with us to tell us all about the new school year. How are you, Dr. Ganey?
Doing fine.
All right, so let's get started. Let's start with the 9/11 remembrance events that happened yesterday.
Well, we had two very special events yesterday. One was at Grace Chapel Elementary School, and one was at Eastern Randolph High School. I had a chance to attend the one at Eastern Randolph High School. They're very special events, and they're annual events. And so I just want to say a big thank you to the community members involved and the school staff members who were involved in planning these special events. Like I say, the Eastern Randolph event I go to every year, and it is very special, and always look forward to it each year.
Oh, yeah, and they had that back when I was at Eastern Randolph, too. So we have the new Trinity Middle School groundbreaking happening, and my question again is, have they come up with a name yet?
Yes, Trinity Middle School.
Okay, so
Trinity Middle School, and I may have forgotten to tell you that in one of our previous times on the air, that name was, we established that name, the board approved that name back late spring.
Okay.
But very excited. It's at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, this coming Sunday afternoon, September 15, and just so excited for that community because, you know, what some people don't realize is that community on July 1, 1996, went to Braxton Craven with sixth grade and Archdale Trinity Middle School with seventh and eighth grade because Archdale Trinity Middle School was so overcrowded. And they have made that work for all these years. So just a big thank you to that community for their work with our school system and making the Braxton Craven, Archdale Trinity Middle combination work for so long. Mm-hmm. Now with this school starting in the 21-22 school year, Archdale Trinity Middle will be a grade 6-8 school feeding Wheatmore High School, and the new Trinity Middle School will feed Trinity High School. So it'll be realigned in a great way, but just a big thank you to that community for making it work all this time.
Wonderful. So Eastern Randolph had a special visit from Congressman Mark Walker. Tell us about that.
Well, Congressman Mark Walker is just a wonderful person. I've been around him some and just really enjoy interacting with him. And he came out the other day to look at one of our work-based learning programs, which is our metals manufacturing program at Eastern Randolph High School. Some people may not realize we received a Golden Leaf Foundation grant several years back, and we built this facility. It's a new part at Eastern Randolph High School. And the last I looked, Eastern Randolph High School's metals manufacturing program is one of only 12 statewide. Now we've also had that program at Randleman High School since the late 90s. So some of the Golden Leaf money was used to upgrade their equipment. But if you saw the equipment and just saw the kids interact with the equipment and Mr. Posey, the teacher for that program, who leads that program, it's just wonderful. And watching the other day, Mark Walker's visit with the kids and his interaction with the kids. I mean, yes, the adults shared stuff with him, but he was really glued in with the kids. And that was fun to watch the kids respond to him and watch the level of attention that he was giving them. So just excited. Always fun to show off our schools to people from outside the school system. And so just very proud of the kids and everybody who was involved in that the other day.
Let's talk real quick about this pilot program for RCSS. Tell me about that.
Well, the Randolph County School System is now one of 17 school systems in North Carolina, based on our research, that has a drone program, drone technology. And we have opened that program at Uwari Ridge 612. And we have 10 sophomores enrolled and 6 juniors. And the teacher for the program is Nathan Walker. And it's just one more step in developing Uwari Ridge 612 as a that project we started a couple of years ago, and we expanded Uwari Middle from 6-8 to, we're expanding it 6-12. This year it is grade 6 through 11. Next year we'll add the 12th grade. Mm-hmm. So just another special feature at Uwari Ridge. Just very excited. Want to thank Misty Wolf and Nancy Cross for their work and bringing that program to Uwari Ridge 6-12. So excited to see what happens for the kids there. Just another special feature of the school.
Great. And one thing we wanted to talk a little bit about, the Supreme Court is coming to Randolph County.
Tell us
about that.
Well, the end of this month, and on the 30th of September and then the 1st of October, be a special event. It's the 200th anniversary of North Carolina Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Justice Paul Martin Newby is actually he grew up in Seagrove, so that's special for us. But they'll be coming, and they'll hold court sessions in the historic courthouse in Ashburn. If someone's never been in there, it is absolutely beautiful. When they did that courthouse years before I got here, somebody deserves a real big award for that. It is beautiful. And they'll be in there. There'll be a session at 9 o'clock and a session at 11 o'clock. and some high school students will be invited to attend those. And then it'll be all live streamed back to the high schools for, you know, it'll be a great instructional moment for high schools and high school teachers with the kids. Mm-hmm. The day before, on September 30th, between about 3 o'clock and 4:15, a group of high school kids from each high school will be brought over to the courthouse to interact with the justices. So it'll be just going to be special. And I want to add one more thing. Mm-hmm. Justice Paul Newby and Justice Sam Ervin are making rounds through our schools now. For instance, today, Justice Newby will be at URI Ridge 612 on the 17th. Justice Sam Ervin will be at Eastern Randolph High School. He'll also be on the 19th of September at Randleman High School. On the 23rd of September, Justice Paul Newby will be at Providence Grove, and on the 26th, he'll be at Wheatmore and Trinity. And they've already gone to the 26th is Wheatmore, went to Trinity Tuesday. So they're just working around the system, too, interacting with our kids. And I've heard some, you know, feedback about their sessions with the kids. They're talking about the history of the North Carolina Supreme Court and just the Constitution in general. And just I can't say thank you enough for these leaders spending time with our kids. What a great example this is putting forth for our kids as we're preparing the future leaders of tomorrow, you know, of this country. So I think when the kids step back and realize the interaction they're having with, I mean, we've got Supreme Court justices here. Last week we had a congressman in one of our schools walking around with us just like he was there, just as comfortable with our kids, talking to our kids. It's just a neat scene.
It is.
And I tell you, the leaders in this country just appreciate every bit of time that any of them give with our kids because it only helps our kids down the road.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this school year just started. Is everything going well so far?
Well, we're rolling. We missed a hurricane. That's great. Yeah. We had two last fall before we could really get started, but we are really rolling. As of yesterday, we had 15,827 students. Was very excited about that. A little higher than we were thinking, you know.
A lot.
So we're excited there, but always excited to see the kids come in the door and excited to see our teachers back in classrooms. It's been a very smooth opening, and I just say thank you to the principals and the teachers and central service staff because when I look at what's going on, they were ready for the school year and the kids were ready to come back, and so just excited to get our kids back. We've got great kids throughout our school system, and I wouldn't trade them for anybody's kids.
And football has started back. Oh, yeah.
Everything's rolling. I mean, all the athletics for the fall are in full swing, and you know, marching band, everything that comes with all that is rolling. So just excited to get the 1920 school year underway.
That is great. So we still have about 2 minutes. Is there anything else you wanted to touch on today?
Well, just biggest thing is I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us start this school year in such a positive manner because it is a community-wide effort. You know, I've talked before about when you go 2 months and you don't have the morning traffic on the roads, whether it be the buses or the parents bringing students to school or the student drivers at the high school level, and then all of a sudden you put them back on the road in late August. It makes a difference in our community. Mm-hmm. And we have community members who aren't involved in our schools because either their kids have already gone through school or they haven't got to the school age yet. Mm-hmm. Their kids haven't, and they're very supportive. It's really amazing to me to see the level of support when school starts and the sensitivity to that extra traffic and the change in people's schedules when school's in session. And it's a community-wide effort, and I just appreciate it. And I want the community to know that I see beyond our people that are directly connected to our schools. I see a lot of other people helping us in many ways. So I just want to say a big thank you because this community effort is what makes our school system special. It is truly a special place.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just as late as 2 days ago, I had a guy say to me, you know you have a special school system.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm very much aware of that. There's special people here. And it's just gratifying to hear somebody that wasn't even connected to us to say that. And so just really proud of everybody and just looking forward to a great year.
That's amazing. All right. So we will be back next month, second Thursday of each month with Dr. Ganey, Superintendent of Randolph County Schools. And if you guys ever have any questions or anything, give us a call here, 336-672-3333, right here at the zoo. And I hope you have a great day, Dr. Ganey.
Thank you.